This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago, where research meets real-world impact. The master's program in social work blends classroom learning with extensive field education guided by faculty known for groundbreaking research. Applications are open at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork. Inspire change. Shape the future. This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Poetry Foundation, with a reminder that Chicago is the pulse of poetry. Visit the Poetry Foundation on the corner of Superior and Dearborn to explore their library of 40,000 books, attend public events, and view Frente a la Vida, Facing Life, a striking multidisciplinary art exhibition by Chicago artist Victoria Martinez. Learn more at poetryfoundation.org.
This is Reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Ambition, love, money, hair. WBEZ's newest podcast gets into it all. It's a series of conversations with three incredible Black women from different generations. They tackle topics like love and relationships with a matchmaker, money with a finance influencer, and proper hair care with a celebrity stylist. Let's just say these three are bringing the magic to real talk. So we just had to invite them to Reset. We sat down with Cheryl Jackson, Jennifer Shea Love Long, and Taylor Coward. We'll talk about the series itself in just a moment, ladies. But first, we have to talk about you, your tagline. It's three Black women, three generations, no filters. So let's get our listeners more familiar with you. Cheryl, I hear that you are a member of the 50s Club.
I am that Gen X diva.
Okay. Yeah. Tell us more. What else should we know?
I've had a crazy long career, done it, you know, a little bit of everything in politics and now healthcare and the media. Mm-hmm. Big fan of NPR and women's empowerment. So my journey has been really weird and long and windy, but I'm glad to be here.
Aren't they all?
Yes.
All right, Jennifer Long, what do we need to know about Shea Love?
Oh, wow. Well, she's pretty multidimensional. I'm an on-air personality, VO talent, nonprofit exec. I'm based out of Atlanta, mm-hmm. and I'm originally from Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Okay.
We are there.
Albuquerque.
Yup. I've got two amazing kids, and I'm divorced and looking. How about that?
Okay. If you're listening.
I'm just saying.
Give me a call. 866-915-WBEZ.
Maybe I should submit some profile things at WBEZ.
This is now turning into a whole different segment.
Right, exactly.
Of course, we can't leave out the When Magic Happens resident Gen Zer, Taylor.
Hello.
Hi. Hi there.
I'm getting into a little of everything. I've worked in schools. I've worked in local politics. I, too, am a NPR fan and a WBEZ fan. And, I'm just excited to see what this all brings. And I'm so happy to meet all these new people.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, tell us more about the coming together, Jennifer. How did the trio get formed?
Yeah, sure. Well, you know, it was really just kind of a full-blown process of identifying women who created space to, one, be very vulnerable, who were curious and interested in really sharing their stories. And so it came together in that really, I mean, Taylor was amazing. Cheryl was amazing.
So this was like an audition process.
Yeah. I mean, we had the conversations and really had an opportunity to get to know each other. And from that point, the magic happened. Yes. And that is how we
It felt like a fit.
Point. Yeah, yes. It really did. And really sort of distinct perspectives and views on life overall, but also just generationally, how we've experienced a lot of the things that we've experienced. And so it gelled quite nicely.
Cheryl, how did you land on the name When Magic Happens? Because I hear that might have been a process, too.
It was. We got together in a room and everybody had to bring their ideas to the table and sort of what really captured, you know, kind of the essence of what we were doing. And, you know, Black Girl Magic was taken. So
yeah.
We had to find something else. Okay.
Got to go down the list.
Went down the list. And actually it was Tracy, the
our chief content officer here
content
at
officer, Tracy
Chicago
Brown.
Public Media.
Yes. So she was like, well, what about when magic happens? And when she said it, it just resonated.
So this podcast gives me major Red Table Talk vibes, right? I'm talking about the show that features actress Jada Pinkett Smith, her daughter Willow, and her mother, Adrienne Banfield Norris. Why was it important, Taylor, to have these multi-generational voices on the show?
I think it's important because you get to hear all walks of life. And I know that's a cliche term, but for like Cheryl, for example, Cheryl has worked in many different industries, industries that me as the Gen Z role would be maybe interested in going into or don't know about at all. And she can speak from experience. And so when you have those levels of experience, you really just get to hear it personally. I mean, Jennifer is an out-of-towner, and so I get to learn about what Atlanta is like. What
right, and you two are from Chicago.
Right. I'm a native, yeah. Right. And so I get to hear about her media background, and so it just really allows them to learn a little about my generation and for me to learn all that I can look forward to, things to not do, things to do. So it's just great.
It's also just hilarious.
Okay, yeah.
Let's listen to a moment from the podcast that, honestly, I mean, the entire section had me cracking up, but here's 49 seconds of it.
Jennifer, what's your nighttime routine?
I use a scarf. I have this cute little pink scarf that I wear. I just kind of wrap it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, if I got company, I got a silk pillowcase.
You gonna leave the scarf on,
right? Leave the scarf on. Wow. I mean, I grew up not sleeping with anything. And so when I would wake up, my mom would call me the heat miser because my hair would be, and she's like, I'm Mr. Heat Miser. I'm Mr. Hot. And so now that I have stuff to do the next day, I'm like, I need my hair in a shape that I can work with. So I too am a scarfer. I have I have a collection of satin scarves.
Do you?
That
okay.
I love doing.
Y'all being cute talking about scarves, mm-hmm. but come on now. We got to have a conversation mm-hmm. about the bonnets.
Yes, right, Cheryl?
That's
I agree
right.
with you. Let's talk about the bonnets. I am a scarfer as well.
Oh, okay.
But I'm also a bonneter.
Okay, yeah.
And equal opportunity, you know, satin wraps.
That's right. That's right.
So that one was obviously about hair. It's called Whip My Hair, that episode. It's super good. You guys have talked about a lot of things, though. Money, ambition, love and relationships. You get real about it. How do you choose the topics that you talk about, Cheryl?
The topics that we talk about, I think we all are bringing our own experiences. You know, one thing I love about this opportunity to serve as a host on the show is I wanted to just come and tell the truth.
Yeah.
You know, tell, as they say, tell the truth and shame the devil. Okay. I wanted to tell the truth about what Black women are going through, our valleys and our peaks. Our joys and our sorrows and the trauma and our resilience.
Yeah.
So my topics I bring to the table are from my personal experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm picturing, Jennifer, this whiteboard of just
it was kind of like
topics
that.
Just
yeah.
like listed. Like, yeah. No, we can't talk about that. Oh, no. Yes. Let's definitely talk
yeah.
about that.
Yes, definitely.
And then trying to come up with the order in which to, you know,
exactly.
to right. come out with the episodes. Has that been difficult?
Yeah, well, you know, I think it's happened pretty organically.
Nice.
Like, you know, it seems like whatever is sort of relevant in a topic that is of interest to each one of us, you'll also notice that each person hosts an episode. And so it is something that's sort of close and dear to each one of our hearts. So,
yeah, I did notice that. That was pretty cool. And I love the fact that as Black women, as Cheryl talked about, we have all these shared experiences. But just because experiences are shared, it doesn't mean they're all the same, right?
Right,
you know,
yeah.
Black
right.
women are not a monolith.
That's right.
And I feel like that comes through in your podcast. Do you feel the same way, Taylor?
I do. I think you get to see that we live different ways. We live in different places. Jennifer is the first Black woman I've ever met from New Mexico. and so I hope that we're showing diversity with our podcast, even though we may look alike. And sometimes I've heard we sound alike on the podcast. We're all different.
So we can look forward to a new episode of When Magic Happens tomorrow.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's give our listeners a sneak peek, shall we?
Yeah.
Right. I probably couldn't have survived the 80s because the worst thing that you could say to one of the Golden Girls is that their butt looks big. Mm-hmm. They like go up, you know. And now, you know, butts are the thing at this present moment. And so, you know, bodies, it's so interesting. They have trends. They probably shouldn't, but we definitely have trends in what's favored at the time. And so it's so interesting to hear that despite the trends of, you know, the mainstream, there were still regional differences.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of trends now when it comes to the conversation on bodies. Tell us more about what you get into in that chat, Taylor.
Well, we get to talk to a plus size model, which I just loved. She's also a talent scout and a photographer. And since we really honed in on body image, I was just excited to talk to someone whose whole career centers around image and how it's perceived, how it's sold. And so it's such an interesting conversation. She's really funny. And then with the host, we talk about, when I mentioned regional differences, you know, Cheryl said that in the South, a certain body type was favored as opposed to what Jennifer experienced coming up, as opposed to what I experienced. And so we really do get into the intergenerational coming up stories with our bodies.
And yeah, so, tell us more about that, Cheryl.
So I was raised in Memphis, Tennessee, and, you know, down south. Big thighs save lives, okay? So I was the opposite of that. I was a beanpole, 5'9", 125 pounds. And men thought something was wrong with me. Like, what is this? And so I grew up thinking maybe this was not the desired body type until I came up north. And it was like,
and they were like, "Oh, Cheryl,
you look like a model.
Hello,
hey, who are you?
Who are you?" So that was what that taught me.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, you know, all three of you, you're so open and you're so vulnerable on the podcast, which is what makes it so great. Growing up, though, I'm curious, and I want to hear from all of you. Did you have these kinds of discussions at home with the people around you? You first, Jennifer.
Yeah, you know, not in this way, not so candidly, not so frankly. I think, you know, a lot of the topics that we discuss in some ways were kind of taboo to talk about. And so, you know, I might have had certain conversations with friends, but I can't say that they were as open and free as it is having conversations with Taylor and Cheryl.
Yeah, I mean, I know even I can picture growing up, high school, college days, I wasn't going into as much detail with girlfriends as I would now, or as you all do on the pod, right?
Yeah.
It seems much more comfortable to do that now. I don't know if it's age. Maybe I'm getting towards more of a Cheryl.
Why are you looking at me? Why are you looking at me?
I mean,
okay,
you're right there.
I'm embrace this. I'm the resident auntie, okay? So I'm the resident auntie, the TT. Yeah, I certainly age has got me completely comfortable in my skin.
Yeah.
Okay, let me not say completely, because I'm still trying to drop a few pounds. But my age has got me comfortable in my truth, I would say that. Like, if I were at Taylor's age, I wouldn't be nearly as open and transparent as Taylor is now. Not nearly.
Yeah.
So, Taylor, where does it come from?
Well, I think it's a little bit more socially accepted. I think I do come from an oversharing generation at times.
You do. I'm the mother of a couple of Gen Zers.
And I feel for you.
And they overshare.
And
they have an opinion on everything.
And you have a platform to put it. You can go on TikTok and do a story time, or you can do an Instagram Live. Mm-hmm. And so I think that at this point, it feels like nothing is off topic, you know, or nothing is can't be talked about, which is freeing. But I also think it's just gave me the comfort to speak freely on the show.
I love that. Mm-hmm. We got to mention the big names that you guys interview on this podcast. We're talking Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox, celebrity hairstylist AJ Johnson, matchmaker Tanisha Wood, just to name a few. Can you tease any of the other guests that we'll hear in the future, Jennifer?
Yeah. So you'll hear Markia Brown, who did our episode about money and how she sort of navigates money. We have an episode coming out about bodies. Mm-hmm. And I mean, really just a nice
Congressman Robin Kelly.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
So a nice platform of different guests that'll be joining us coming up.
Yeah. Well, what has been the highlight for you working on this pod, Taylor?
It's been getting getting to know so many people that I wouldn't have met otherwise, and just getting to hear their stories. I feel like everyone wants to be heard. And I do think that once we're here, we've created an environment where people are comfortable to open up. And so it's just great been to connect with people in that way.
Yeah. The older you get, the wiser you become. But I'm curious what you are learning, Cheryl, from your younger co-hosts.
Yes. Let me tell you. When Taylor told me that she goes to TikTok for financial advice and financial advisors,
yes.
I was giving her the side eye, like, really, girl? But then now I get it. I talked to my nephew, who's Taylor's age, and he's all about TikTok and Google, getting all of his information. So that was a little bit eye-opening. but I tell you, I love the way Taylor is puts front and center her care, self-care. That's something I didn't do as a young person. Mm-hmm. And then Miss Jennifer. Okay. talking about somebody that braces her sexuality. She is Miss Thing, and I love it.
Again,
I
that number is 866-915-WBEZ.
The dateline.
Do you feel like you've learned more about yourself by doing this podcast, Jennifer?
Oh, absolutely. I feel more vulnerable and free and open to actually talking about things that are relevant to me. These ladies, I mean, they just make it so joyful and fun and beautiful. So I learn a lot from both of them.
Well, before I let you all go, let our listeners know where to find you and where to find this podcast.
Yeah, sure. Well, you can find us really anywhere you listen to podcasts, Apple, Spotify. You can go to WBEZ.com. You can follow us on Instagram at When Magic Happens Podcast. I mean, we're everywhere.
Nice. WBEZ.org.
Oh, .org. I'm sorry.
We're a .org over here.
Yes.
Well, this has been such a pleasure. We've been chatting with the hosts of the new WBEZ podcast called When Magic Happens. That's Cheryl Jackson, Jennifer Shaylove Long, and Taylor Coward. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Bye.
This episode of the Reset Podcast was produced by Micah Yason and me, and edited by Dan Tucker and Stephanie Kim. Are you up on all the great podcasts from WBEZ? You can learn about violence prevention in Chicago in season 5 of Motive. You can hear intimate conversations with Asian American actors, musicians, and creatives in Shoes Off, a Sexy Asians podcast. The Rundown is a great quick check-in on local news. And for local news and arts and culture coverage that's more in-depth, well, you found it right here on Reset. Thanks for listening, and make sure to check out what else WBEZ has to offer wherever you listen to podcasts. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. We'll talk more soon.